Comedian Chris Hardwick, host of At Midnight on Comedy Central and AMC's Talking Dead, continues his 14th City Fun Comfortable Tour Friday, November 6th at Kingsbury Hall. Get tickets online at tickets.utah.edu.
A surprisingly tender love story about an everyday American guy caught in a life and death struggle with the healthcare system. Mercy Killers is a powerful drama that challenges the status quo. November 6th, tickets and info at utahpresents.org.
I'm Alexander Ortega, managing editor for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this episode, we'll be speaking with Sam Rodriguez from Discord A about Noise Punk Halloween. Every Halloween in Salt Lake City, several independent rock shows are thrown throughout the valley featuring punk and indie bands from around the state. These Halloween shows feature bands performing cover songs from one of their favorite bands growing up, usually dressing up in costume as the band for the show. Stemming from the first Halloween show at Copper Palette Press in 2009, they've grown to be sellout shows at venues like Copper Palette and Diabolical Records. This year, the Underground at 833 South Main Street will be throwing Noise Punk Halloween. The show will feature musicians from the City of Disc label, including Discoid A, Low Cotton, Nelson Muntz, Deborah Downer, and Riot Control. I had a chance to chat with Sam Rodriguez from Discoid A about these shows and what to expect from their showcase. So, this is your first Noise Punk Halloween, and Punk Rock Halloween has kind of been a big deal in Salt Lake City for a little while now, a few years, and so what compelled you guys to put on Noise Punk Halloween?
Personally, I had never played a Halloween show. I've always wanted to cover a bunch of bands, you know, give a little tribute to, like, bands I really liked, you know, that I couldn't imagine anybody else in Salt Lake covering. Like, cool. The idea of it is, like, unfathomable to me. Like I can't think of a band in Salt Lake that's going to cover Disclosed. Like, it's just not going to happen. Or a band that would cover Alarm. And it's something we wanted to do for years and years, and there's just, like, too many reasons not to set up a show on Halloween, being that there's a million shows on and around Halloween.
Yeah.
So that we just were like, we're definitely doing a show. It doesn't matter if it's just us playing. It doesn't matter if no one shows up. These are bands we wanted to cover and learn their stuff, and just that's basically it. Like, that's all we really were worried about is being able to cover bands we liked.
Coming from yours and Conrad's label, City of Dis, you guys put out some gnarly music, if you can even call it music. I mean, Discoid A's, your patches say noise, not music. And so how would you describe City of Dis's output in the way of noise punk?
Personally, I've never been a fan of, like, traditional sounding music. It was really rare when I liked any music whatsoever growing up. I was just always looking for something more, like, noisy and faster and just, like, less, as little like music as possible, I was always looking for. And, you know, that's a really hard thing, you know, especially before the internet, especially before, you know, like, getting, like, tuned into a scene. And that really, like, pushes the City of Dis label, is trying to be noisier, trying to be faster, trying to do things a lot different and trying not to fall in the same, like, tropes as other noise music and,
yeah,
and generic. Which, you know, could be hard with a genre like noise, because it's so easy to make noise, but to do it your own way is a lot harder than anything else.
With that in mind, for Noise Punk Halloween, what are you guys considering noise or noise punk? Which, you know, sometimes that can mean different things.
Well, most bands on the bill range from the genre of probably, like, hardcore punk to, you know, just straight noise punk. Like, Disclosed is definitely a noise punk band. Drop Dead, you know, is more on a power violence side. Alarm is like a straight edge hardcore band, but they're super noisy if you know anything about Alarm. Rudimentary Penai, Anarcho Punk, and Subhumans, you know, so just anything a little bit heavier, a little bit noisier, a little bit faster. We didn't really think it up too hard. It was just noise punk Halloween to us, like, just play some noise bands. That's all we were worried about.
And so, which of your projects are playing, and which of those projects are going to be which bands for Halloween?
Okay, I'm playing in Discoid A as Disclosed, which will be pretty great. And I'm playing in Nelson Muntz as Larm. My buddies in Deborah Downer are being dropped dead from Rhode Island. Lokayan, new to Salt Lake. They just moved a few months ago from South Carolina. They're going to be the Subhumans and a new band, a bunch of young kids. I think most of them are around the age of like 16. Our Riot Control are going to be Rudimentary Peni. So we got a pretty good mix of stuff. I'm thinking it should be pretty good. I don't know. I guess it probably is not going to be very good, but we're super excited about it.
It's going to be fucking rad. Yeah, Rudimentary Peni, that's a good Halloween band. How did y'all go about choosing the bands to play and who would be which bands? Did everyone just pick their own or how'd that go?
Everybody just picked their own. Most of these bands are bands that play like City of Dish shows, you know, like if we do something, I ask these guys first if they're interested and, you know, usually they'll play like. So, you know, everybody just kind of had an idea what they wanted to play. Me and Conrad have been talking about playing his Disclosed or Alarm for like, it has to be like years, like, yeah, probably like 3 years, at least. So it was second nature to us, but I think everybody else just kind of had an idea what they wanted to do and bands they liked or knew some of the stuff and thought they were a cool band, I think. I didn't really ask him. I was like, yeah, you're on. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
You're on. I just, whatever.
And so why did you choose to play at the Underground for this show?
We mostly do house shows. I really like doing house shows. It's simple. It's easy. You know, it's fun. I thought it'd be nice to try to get a few more people interested in the noise punk aspect of music. Somewhere where, you know, anybody could show up. It didn't seem like weird to show up to somebody's house, you know. Karen's a buddy of mine. He let us put it there, you know, like, it's just a good spot downtown, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there should be stuff going around downtown, people hanging out, people coming back and forth from different stuff. Like I said, there's like a million things going on Halloween, so it was just cool to be downtown, and I knew K-Rad would let us put it there, so.
Nice. The Underground, this incarnation, mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a new venue and whatnot. The cover charge is only $3, which is, like, amazing. And so where's the cover charge going? Is it going to help the Underground?
Yeah, it's going to the Underground. All the money should be going to the Underground. Just help the venue out, keep it going for all age shows, help the scene a little bit as much as possible.
With any of your projects, whether it's City of Dis, Discoid A, Nelson Muntz, what's anything in the works right now?
Yeah, about like a million things. Like, we're always working on stuff slowly. The biggest like project I really want to do is get the Nelson Muntz Lokayan 7-inch split out, which will be a minute because 7 inches aren't cheap.
Yeah.
But that's like the biggest project. There's a bunch of small stuff. My brother's other band, Windex, is coming out with a tape really soon off of City of Dis. They're like a stompcore band, which nobody will know what that means. But yeah, their tape should be coming out pretty soon. I just came out with the City of Dis demos from 2013. I have a few copies of that.
Cool.
For $3. So if you see me around, ask me. I'll probably float you on or whatever.
Cool. Is there any sort of, with these upcoming projects, a preferred website, or do people just have to find you?
We got a Bandcamp. It's not hard to find us. It just seems rare that anybody would try to find us. You know, Facebook, City of Dis. We got a Bandcamp, City of Dis. We're around.
Nice.
We're around. It's not hard to find. It's just not advised, I guess.
Cool. Sweet. Thanks, Sam.
No problem.
Don't miss a night of laughs with Chris Hardwick.
I got on my boxer shorts from the Abercrombie & Fitch store. Can you see? Who do they think is going to see this?
Friday, November 6th, Kingsbury Hall.
That is a generous overestimation of the foot traffic this area gets.
Embrace your inner nerd with Chris Hardwick.
Women's underwear does not brand in this fashion because no self-respecting woman would put on a pair of panties that said, "The Gap," above them.
Reserve seats on sale now at tickets.utah.edu.
Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter @slugsoundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, that's me, Christian Schultz, Henry Glashine, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.